Well, hey there, friends. Manny the Maned Wolf here, bringing you love, laughter, levity, and lengthy legs, as long as the moon is high up in yonder sky. Hope you don't mind if I bend all the way down. Have a seat in this here fine, fluffy, fanciful, four-legged futon. Thought we'd spend some time getting acquainted, seeing as we're both resting here. Now you, sir, may be a-wondering how we's might manage to acquaintance to one's another, and I's be the first to tells you there's a number of ways we can get ourselves all nice and familiarized one with another. Why's there's ups ways and downs ways, topsy-turvy's ways, and straight ways and curved ways and byways, or whatever ways you might be into. I don't judge none. As a matter of fact, I's just here to tells you what's what. Suppose I always had a story or two to tell, and in telling three or four, I'd be all the more, but right now, let me reminisce with you as my mind drifts where I keep my extra more when I've gone to untuck it out my nominal desire. See, I's been thinking about bunnies as of late, all hippity-hoppity and bounding round like they do all day. Of course, they don't hop all the day away. They do a little bahumpity-thumpity, too. Listen, you's catching my meaning. But this here one bouncy fellow what I's been thinking about recently was long year by the name of Juniper Julep. Now, despite the name sounding a mite bit girly, Juniper Julep was as much old boy as he could be, but that there name was about as confusing as could be. A confusing name for sure. Why, I dare say everyone who heard of Juniper Julep assumed he was of the feminine persuasion. And I reckon that just might be a bit frustrating. But nothing that there Juniper hair couldn't handle. Now rumors crop up from all kinds of places. Sometimes yous hears it through the grapevines. Sometimes the cranberry vines. Well, I even seen an apple vines once, if yous can believe it. And, well, what do you know? Turns out that bunny boy Juniper Julep was being misnomered as quite the lovely, lusty, lush, lavish, lure Lady Lapine. All them other rabbit fellas just about forgot this lured lass was male with all the proper utilities down underneath his furry body. Pretty soon, those apple vines and even some orange vines began to say that this fascinating, fine, fair-favored, and fantastical female, Fatale, was looking real hard for a partner, maybe two or three of them, just in case one wasn't enough. If there's one thing you can say about rabbits, is that they don't fuss too much about monogamy. It's more of a suggestion, really. Well, let me ask you, can you imagine that poor Juniper Julep must have been thinking when he looked out his window and saw four or fifties of thousands of them animals all lined up and ready to take care of business? I ought to know, cause I was there with them. Nobody noticed, because I had my head up in the clouds. They probably thought my legs were trees, and my dainty little toes were roots. But that don't matter none. Look, now I knows what you's gonna say. I do's, you's gonna say, but Manny, While were you there at Juniper Julep's place? He being a hare and you being all way up there. Ain't no main dwarf ever never gonna settle in with some cottontail. It just ain't done. And I'd have to tell you that you's right. And when you's right, you's right. And in this case, you's always be right. Sadly, I was a bit confused. You see, for I had heard it through the banana vine that Juniper Julep was the most marvelous, magical, magnificent, majestic, magnanimous main dwarf in all of wherever this is. Apparently, everyone else thought the same, only that Juniper Julep was a ravishing raccoon, a vivacious vixen, a polished, portly possum, and all other such amorous, angelic animals that certainly weren't the hopping type. Well, folks, this tale is getting to be as long as my legs. I best be explaining what was going on so that your ears don't fall off. Would be a shame if all you could listen to be the floor. But here's what was going down in the home of Juniper Julep. Turns out that the boy bunny started to enjoy being called a girl. Spent nearly every night entertaining the thought and finding release at the pleasures that played across his mind. One thing led to another, and Juniper Julep had decided to be the one of those fancy little boy bunnies. Now, that's boy with an eye, one of them lads that connoisseurs pursue looking for those special nights. And not a one of us in that long, long line was soured by the thought. Indeed, we went in one, sometimes two, or even three at a time. And I don't have to tell you what went on in that there home. But I will tell you many a happy critter took note of that beautiful bunny bum's address. And yes, I guess I can say it was a bit harder for me since my legs got me halfway up to Neptune. But I still managed to come down for a proper indulgence of all that bunny backside, front side, upside, and downside. Even managed to tease a little left side and right side out of the poor fellow when all was said and done. Yep, Juniper Julep was mighty happy, and he still is now. It throws them same parties every night, just letting whoever wants to visit spend a little special time with him and helping them be as happy as he. And ain't happiness what life is all about? Well, that's all for now, friends. Gotta get myself out of this fine and fair futon and through that hole in my roof. Life sure isn't easy for a main dwarf, but truth be told, I got myself another date with a certain bunny boy I've been talking about. I suppose everyone needs a hobby. I suppose. But y'all take care now. Come by sometime again. It'd be a pleasure to see you.